Capri or something, you know. And as age comes, and you, like, I'm finding myself more and more, as I was speaking about, you're dependent on Krishna, on God. And, you know, one thing, I don't know about you, but I think it's for most of us, that feeling that we have, that we walk around in life day to day, of what is my value as a human, you know? Am I normal? Am I good? Am I bad? Am I crazy? Am I smart? Am I... The life I live right now and what I'm doing every day, is that what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to live? Do I fulfill my duty as a human in this life, what I was born to do here? Do I fulfill my duty to God and others around here? Now, this kind of, we call it människovärde in Swedish. What is it in English? Human value. We speak about human rights. And yes, you know, the right to be the way I am. I think sometimes we humans, maybe today especially, we live not really satisfied with being how we are. Or we maybe not even think, maybe we don't even think about that, but it's there in the subconscious somewhere. I want to be more, I want to be something different, I want to get this, get that, look like that, be like this, like that, and be known that way, and yeah, then I'm someone. Then I am the one I want to be. And then I will be satisfied with myself. Now, that means you're not satisfied now, right? And sometimes, I mean, in groups, social life, I mean, it can come from parents who are not satisfied with the way their children are. You should be more than that, and that kind of thing. Or religious groups where you're always a sinner no matter what. They just try and pay off your debt to God and Guru by serving us, your priests and leaders and brahmanas and whatever. We find that. And I would say, and I have been speaking to friends, God brothers, so on about this, that yeah, I mean, why not just accept ourselves the way we are? And of course we need to know who we are, and it gets philosophical, but a devotee knows who she or he is. Yes, I'm a servant of God here, and I'm just temporarily a bit overtaken by this role that this body plays in this specific life and this specific world. So let me do that, but do it for you, God, you, Krishna. And then we are in our right position. And it's not more mystical, magical than that. Who are you? Well, I'm a servant of God, I'm a servant of Krishna. And you can be simple, simple. You don't have to be big, big, intellectual or whatever, having fine titles and dress on. That's all there is to it, really. And when we think like that, then we are, of course, and we try to act like that the best we can, we are, of course, on the right path. And it's not a matter of performing lots and lots and lots of devotional service to prove how great we are as devotees, but do what we can. Because the most important is that our heart becomes good and nice and devoted, not only to God, but to all of God's parcels, all the devotees and all the people who live, everyone. Surya Sarva Bhutanam, Surya Sarva Dehanam. So, yeah. Again, that's what it's about, isn't it?